Welcome back to another lovely evening with Entertainment Banter. There's Matt, who is probably sick as a dog, and I'm Joel.
Yep, I'm still here, though, ready to do this podcast. So, Joel, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I want to mention that you should live somewhere where it's sunny and not where it snows all the time.
Hey, listen, I get to build some amazing snow forts, so there you go.
It's 75 degrees where I am right now, but anyways.
It used to be like 120 when everybody was on fire, though, right? Just checking.
Wow. So, you asked what I would like to talk about on today's episode.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Just recently, it hasn't gone through yet, to remind you. It's the Disney-Fox deal. It is going to go through. Rupert, whatever his name is, and Iger have agreed on a settlement of what they want to do with the company. But Congress, or whatever, could still block it due to monopolization.
Yes.
But let's talk about the deal in general right now.
All right. And I just want to forego and warn all of our listeners that this subject, for me personally, might get a little political, so I apologize. I try to avoid it whenever possible. But
it's
this is
banter, fool. Why are you giving a warning?
I'm just telling them. You know, that's how it is.
Our two listeners.
I'm just telling them. It's just being respectful.
Sorry, Mom.
All right, so go ahead. Sorry, Mom. All right, so go ahead. Go ahead, you start.
Okay. So what we know is that Disney is trying to purchase, or is going to purchase, Fox Broadcasting for a little over $50 billion. Can we just think about $50 billion for a second? Can I just think about this for a second? I would just like to mention that I can't even fathom that kind of cash. Like, if someone gave me $50 billion, I think I'd give everyone I know $1 million, and I would still have $49 billion.
Yeah, you would still be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, that should just tell you something right then and there. I don't think Disney is hurting for money right now. just guessing based on that assessment.
Well, I heard a small rumor saying that we only have like $30+ billion in cash assets.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like they're going to pull money from stocks and things like that to pay for the Fox deal.
Wow.
But we don't know for sure. But the deal is going to be including all of Fox Broadcasting, pretty much. So that's going to include... So Disney would get all full rights to Star Wars, finally. Not just Lucasfilms, but all those three original Star Wars movies. They'll get the rights completely to all the Marvel Universe, Cinematic Universe. It'll be all theirs.
Right. Well, all the ones except for that Sony has.
Except what Sony has, but they've already started playing ball. So in theory, every character known to Marvel will be able to be used. Mutants would finally be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and all that jazz.
Right.
I do know the president of Marvel is really excited about this deal, and so is Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but I think that's for a different reason. I think Ryan Reynolds just likes to stick it to the old Mickey Mouse.
This is true. So this is going to be really cool with that purchase. But also what comes with it is Family Guy, Simpsons, Gotham, all these other random TV shows that are on Fox Network.
Well, like Bones,
Bones.
FX, all those FX shows.
Any
really
movie you see
too.
With the 21st or 20th century logo of Fox on it will be a Disney movie.
Insane, right? Like Buena Vista. Do you think now, like, people like Seth MacFarlane will have a chance to have a new show without it being canceled in the first season?
I think Disney's... Did Orville get canceled?
What's that?
Did Orville get canceled?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I'm just making jokes because Family Guy got canceled like 3 times.
So, oh, yeah, you know. I'm thinking...
Fox always cancels the greats.
The what?
Fox always cancels the great shows. You know, like Family Guy, they canceled Futurama, they canceled a whole bunch of shows.
The Tick,
yes. So, all right, Disney's got their hands in Fox.
They got their hands in Fox, but I do not think they're going to treat it just like they did with Marvel. They're going to give Fox money to do what they want, but as long as they produce, they won't get anything changed. Does that make sense? Because Marvel's not ran by Disney in a sense. It's just ran by Marvel Disney money.
All right. Well, so I gotta interrupt you right then and there. Here comes my thing that I disclaimed about.
Oh my God!
So now here we go.
Iger's not using this to become president.
No, you don't know that. Because he's going to take a big fat bonus and peace out. But anyways, we're not talking about that.
Okay.
So what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to try really hard to just focus on the politics of the industry as a whole. So now that Disney has their hands in Fox, right? So my concern is that you're saying Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool is going to be safe, right? They're going to say, oh, it's still going to be rated R.
Iger already announced during the when they were purchasing. No, no, no. He already announced he's not going to touch Deadpool.
Listen, I know he's not going to touch it because everyone sees those dollar signs because, you know, there's swear words now and there's decapitation and there's funny sex jokes.
Ball jokes, but, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. But my point is they're not going to touch it, right? But here's the thing, bud. They're always going to touch it in some form or fashion. It could change. It could change because somebody didn't watch the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi.
Who cares about that movie? Who cares?
Man, you know what? You just pissed off a lot of people. I'd be careful what you say. Anyways.
Sorry, Dad.
When I watched it, I got mixed emotions, and there's parts in it. I'm not going to say I liked it or hated it, but I will say this. I will say that Disney put its stamp a lot more on this one than they did on The Force Awakens, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And there was definitely a lot of, I would say, symbolism, especially leaning towards the theme parks, especially with the whole idea of opening up the Star Wars lands and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just saw merchandise up the wazoo when I was watching this movie, and like stupid merchandise, like merchandise you would see in the parks. And so all I'm going to say is, they may keep a couple swear words here and there in Deadpool, but I'd be curious to see. I mean, they can't touch this one because this one's already pretty much in the can, but if there's any more after this one, I'd be really curious to see from a Deadpool fan, particularly, if they feel like the tone has changed. It can still be rated R, but I'd be curious to see if the tone has changed.
How would it still be rated R, but the tone change?
Because you can still have, all you have to do is drop the F-bomb. And it's rated R. So, I mean,
No. Like, PG-13 gets a few F-bombs.
Well, maybe. I actually have to look those ratings up anyway. I actually don't know the answer to that. But I can tell you this. Just because they put one or two crass jokes in there doesn't mean it's going to be the same.
We'll see. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a Deadpool 3, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying right now, mark my words, anyone listening, after this second Deadpool, let's see if there's any kind of subtle change that goes on. Because I feel like just because it's a rated R movie, it's just like, well, I'll give you an example. The Last Jedi, you didn't have to go see the movie, but Disney was bragging about how it made so much money. Well, yeah. Of course it made so much money in the first weekend. You know why? Because everybody just wants to go see it. You know what, yes, I mean? They don't know if it's good or bad.
Correct.
So everyone's going to shell out the cash in the first couple of weeks to see it. It's going to be the same thing with Deadpool. You know, they're going to shell out the cash right away because everybody's just going to want to see it. It has nothing to do with anything else, you know? And then we'll see after the fact if the fan base thinks that it was good as it should have been. So it'll be interesting.
I think if you're asking our viewer to give us feedback on it, if Deadpool 3 is going to be different compared to Deadpool 2. But by the time we actually get this episode up
on Deadpool 3 podcast, might actually be
Deadpool,
in
Deadpool 4 will already be announced. And
you know, listen, that's just how they upload these podcasts. We can't do anything about that. You know, that's just how it is. All right, so anyways, Disney's done a good job with buying a whole bunch of properties, monopolies. I actually do. If this goes through, there's not much else Disney can buy. I mean, I've always said my biggest fears left is what? Hasbro and Netflix? I mean, what else is there beyond this point?
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, also, the Fox deal comes with Hulu, which is kind of neat, or part of Hulu, at least.
Interesting.
And I think that move is for streaming services, because they want to break away from Netflix, so they're going to have their own streaming service, so might as well dismantle Hulu and make it into their own Disney streaming service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And exclusive Disney stuff is only on Hulu. Which brings me to my next point. you got Daredevil, and you've got all these great Marvel Cinematic Television type shows on Netflix.
Correct.
Originally
made by Netflix.
From Netflix, right? Yes. So, what do you think? How's that going
to
play out?
Well, I was talking to a buddy at work today, and we were wondering if there's going to be a season two of Punisher, because apparently I didn't watch the Punisher yet, the series. I would like to watch it, because it's the most recent one of the Defenders on Netflix. And I said, you know what, there may not be a season two for a while, because Disney may not want it on Netflix anymore. They may want to start releasing it on their own streaming service, so we may not see another season.
Yeah, my understanding is they are slated to do at least one more season of Daredevil and Jessica Jones. That's my.
But are they going to put that on Netflix, or is that going to be waited for?
Well, I'm assuming based on the deals they've already made with Netflix, it's going to be Netflix regardless. But my question would then become,
maybe they have that contractual deal already, like they did with Fox.
Right, exactly, and that's why I'm saying, like, so here's the thought process: Netflix. Would they play ball? Because you can create new seasons of Punisher, like you're suggesting, and they can go on Hulu or Disney Hulu, wherever they decide to call it. But the reality is this. What are you going to do about those older shows? Because like you said, they're going to have to make deals with Netflix, because Netflix is not going to let that go easy. I'm sure they're not. I mean, because
Netflix has to pay a royalty for every time they have something streaming. So in theory, Disney can just stop the... say, hey, you can't pay the royalties anymore, we're pulling it. Because it's not contractual. The only reason why the Marvel series is contractual is because Netflix is helping make them with ABC's consent.
Right, well, that's what I'm referring to. The ones that are already made. You know, Netflix does
I'm sure
that,
Netflix
say.
Still owns part of it, so they can stay on Netflix.
Yeah. Or, like I said, Disney's going to have to pay Netflix quite a bit to get it off. Because Netflix is, once they lose their major competitor, Disney has put a lot of stuff on there, and I think they did it on purpose to get people hooked,
right.
So that when they do decide their own online service, that people will just jump ship to whatever service they provide.
And people will.
Especially now with Fox, because, and I'm not sure how that will work with Fox. Well, yeah, because Fox Go, I'm just wondering if they're just going to consolidate all those and make it under one umbrella, or if they're going to still try to call it Fox Go. It'll be interesting.
I'm interested by it too, and what's going to happen to the 20th century logo and all that. I'm curious by all that.
Right.
Like, are they going to keep using it, or are they going to keep making movies under that umbrella because it's a whole production company still?
My theory would be that they would just keep everything that Fox has done, and they'll just move it over to their streaming site. You know, because they're not going to change Buena Vista and all that stuff either. We've had that for years, so it's not going to change anything.
It's true. It'll just be another branch of media of production, just like Marvel and Buena Vista, and then it'll be... I think we own Touchstone, too, don't we?
Yeah.
Touchstone, yeah.
It's interesting, because if I was a competitor from Disney, I'd be kind of pooping myself right now. I mean, nobody is coming close to being competitive with them.
No,
I mean,
not anymore. And Universal's a joke.
Yeah, and... I'll be honest with you, the only thing I don't like about Disney right now, it's almost like they just saved all their money. It's like they're playing a Monopoly game, you know, they just hoarded all their cash, and then at the last minute they just start buying everything.
Yeah.
And it's okay, but I mean, once they rule the world, I guess that, as a consumer, that's why I'm so against it, is as a consumer, your options are very, very limited at that point. And I think the only ace that Time Warner has in its pocket is they own one of the major cable providers, which is Spectrum. And I don't know if they, like, the next step for Disney, if they're smart, is they would just start buying up internet providers, because, you know, like, that would be impossible. You would have to pay Disney for literally every aspect of entertainment, which is beyond ludicrous. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could ask whatever price they want. And if Spectrum's smart and they can hold on to that market, they can charge Disney whatever they want, because it doesn't matter how much media you have for online streaming, if they have to pay a service to get it out there, you know, then the sky's the limit, and it's just going to go right back, that cost is going to go right back onto the customers.
Well, a theory came up at work after we heard about the Fox deal, and the next thing they think that Disney will buy will be like a medical service, because right now, since medical got changed, it'd be smart for Disney to buy its own, like, Kaiser kind of situation. Not Kaiser itself. They won't buy Kaiser, but they would create their own, like, maybe they would buy the children's hospitals, the Chalk or something, like, you know, like that. And then they can then supply and profit off their employees even more, saying, we're giving you a good deal on medical, but at the same time, it's ours.
Yeah.
And they have over, just in California alone, they have over 40,000 employees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, too, like, that I feel like has already kind of happened. They've definitely cut deals with the companies already, especially insurance companies,
to provide
that kind of service.
Of course. But why not?
It's already happening.
Why not own it outright and then be the medical provider?
Well,
besides liability.
Well, that sounds good and dandy, but the reality would be this. If what you're saying is true and there's about $30 billion in capital, and they're trying to make these bigger purchases, I feel like they might be spreading themselves thin. And, I mean, you know, like, when it comes to resorts, especially, they're not keeping up with everything as they should. And I feel like if you keep spreading out your wealth to all these things or buying all these things, yeah, they do bring in money. But I feel like the quality, it's almost like impossible to keep up the quality with the demand. And I know everyone says things like, oh, well, you know, it's Disney or it's Star Wars. They're going to buy this crap no matter what. But I truly do feel like people, when you saturate the market so much, I mean, it's impossible to keep up.
Eventually, it's true. People will get sick of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to look at the comic book industry, for example, I mean, I'd be making a decent amount of money just to keep up with the story arcs. If you're not buying the trade paperbacks, you got to buy like 6 or 7 books every month just to get the basic story of what's going on. They spread it out now. Like, it's a good marketing campaign to make more money for books, but the reality is the average person, the average consumer can't afford to spend like $50 on comics every month. You know what I mean?
They can't. Of course not.
Just to get a basic story. So that's my thing. But the overall feeling of Disney owning so much to me is a little disturbing, because at some point all they have to do is say, okay, rack up that price, and most people like keep their stuff in the cloud or whatever base, you know, there's less and less hard copies of things. It's, you know, you're going to be at the mercy of the internet, you're going to be at the mercy of, you know, anyone that's marking these prices, and they're phasing it out on purpose. You know, less and less computers come with disk drives, and, you know, you name it. You know, soon, believe it or not, probably USBs will be obsolete at some point. You know, it's just one of those things where they want to control everything. And to me, I would rather have a market that there's a lot of competition. That way we don't, as consumers, get bottlenecked into that situation. But everyone loves convenience. Everyone loves the idea of, you know, their Disney stock going up, let's say. But it's, I mean, like you pointed out, they're going to need to take some of that in order to make these deals happen. So.
Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story, all right? You seem like you're dragging on this point because you're boring.
Wow. Okay.
What, go ahead. I want to bring up a point here. So, I understand doing a lot of these moves that Disney is doing, it's straight up for profit. I get that, and it's to make a profit, and greed and corporate greed and all that jazz. But I want to point out that in the 1980s, Disney started raising their prices for Disneyland started raising prices for ticket sales. Now, they said back then that they're going to raise it every year until they see a drop in attendance. They have yet to see a drop in attendance. And they've been raising it consistently every year.
Do you dare to insult me with the idea that I'm boring? Let me explain something to you, sir. When the majority of the attendance in the resort is its own employees and they get in for free, of course the attendance is not going to drop.
So. No, they're not their employees. They're not their employees.
Yes, they are.
We're only a fraction.
Absolutely. It totally is.
My friend.
There's so much more. There's so much more. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you go ahead and you keep saying that. And then what were some of the philosophies, by the way, in the past where families, like what kind of people should be able to go to Disneyland and stuff? When that price goes up, I guarantee you not everybody's going to be able to go.
Well, it's going
to
go up when Star Wars Land opens.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, a given, because they're banking on the fact, just like I said, when any Star Wars movie first opens, or it's a Deadpool movie, that everyone's going to be flushing to get in there, and that's just how it is. And that's, you know, that's normal. That's to be expected. Like, to say otherwise would be ludicrous. It's, you know, true. What I mean? Everybody's going to want to go and see something new.
Of course.
So, but when they start going on a regular basis, some people, like, they do those annual passes, which, by the way, you used to have to pay in full, but now you can pay monthly.
Of course. Now, a lot of people can go now.
Yeah.
That's right. A great marketing scam.
It's a scam, you say.
It really is. Like, they get you paying monthly on it. That's all what it is now. Every day now, like, you can go and buy, you can get everything monthly now. It's just what it is. Like, you don't need to pay up front anymore. Everything's a subscription service. You don't even need to buy Adobe Photoshop or Adobe Workshop anymore. It's all about getting it, downloading it, and then, would you like to subscribe for $4.99 a month? Everything's a subscription. Everything.
That's right.
They want you just to start ponying up monthly fees. And then, if you want to pay yearly, it's a better deal.
Yeah.
And absolutely. You pay yearly, you forget about it for the year, and then you pay for it. I always forget to cancel my Xbox Live account because I never use it, and I think, maybe I'll use it this time, and I don't use it, and then all of a sudden it comes around, and all of a sudden I get charged for it, and I go, I got another year.
You're so funny.
But isn't it true?
Well, there you go. There you go.
So the annual pass holding thing is totally a scam.
Right, but you were talking about numbers at the gate.
No, for sure. The numbers at the gate have not changed. And I don't think that having cast members is what's not changing it. I think it's getting worse. I think it's getting more and more packed, and they should raise the prices to a point where they actually start seeing it dwindle, because it's actually not fun. I would rather, if I was someone who just came from out of state, who wanted to come to Disneyland, and I saved all this money, I would probably rather pay $100 more per my ticket and have the park 20% less full than to pay less money and have it so packed where I'm waiting an hour and a half for every ride.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would one up you there, and I don't think it's fair to pass that cost on the people that get to come once a year. I would actually start raising the cost for the people locally. And what I would do there is basically the annual passes that are for local people, I would raise that through the roof. And then on top of that, I would also eliminate some of the benefits that you give the employees at the resort. Therefore, there's less people coming in for free. I would take away their passes. That would clear up a lot of the traffic.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Hmm. Well, they already canceled a lot of the SoCal Select passes and all that, so... But we're getting so far away from our...
We are so far away from Fox and Disney, it's not even funny.
It's so true.
You insulted me by calling me boring, so I just wanted to throw some stuff back at you, but go ahead. And you didn't sing any of that, by the way, so you were equally as boring.
I know, but I think we're running out of a point here, and we're getting close to the end of our part.
All right. So thinking positively, if Disney rules the world, maybe everything will become free. They'll finally grant Walt's dream of everyone has an opportunity to go to Disneyland. Everyone has the opportunity to watch all this great media for free or at a reasonable price. And on top of that, we can start seeing good things happen with Marvel movies, like we get the X-Men involved, yes. Things of that nature.
So that's positive note. That's a positive note.
Does that sound realistic to you? I mean, that's X-Men thing is possible.
Yeah.
So you think they'll start giving back to the people they've been taking from for years and years and years?
No. No.
All right, so your prediction. Who's... We know they're going after Fox. I politically wise, for 2 seconds, I hope their rhetoric does not start to interfere with, especially with the media, when I'm talking about news organizations, because that would be scary, especially if Iger does run. But for president, that's what I'm referring to. But if Disney's Fox deal goes through officially, it's completed, yes. What's the next company? Your prediction. What's the next company Disney's going to go after? Your prediction, not
Hasbro.
Your friends.
Hasbro.
You think so? It's a good possibility.
Just because I
agree with you that, but...
I'd say it to bother you, too, at the same time, but it really... It's a toy company, and they don't really have a toy company, and they might as well go for a toy company. But to be honest, I don't know who they'd go for, to be honest.
Yeah, their media, most of their...
Yeah.
Their brands come out of Hasbro.
It's true. So,
but there's very few toy companies that can maintain that supply and demand for, especially for like Star Wars and things of that nature. It's
true. So they may not even touch it.
They would get a lot more brands.
Yeah.
Well, they would get a lot more brands that are popular, like My Little Pony and Transformers and G.I. Joe and all the board games. Can you imagine?
Disney, don't listen to this. Stop listening to this conversation.
It's too late. Well, that's close. Hasbro, I think they'll let Hasbro limp along a little while longer. I really do feel like their next move is live streaming. Some sort of, they're going to try to take over. Like you said, they're already in the process through Fox, Hulu. But right. It'll be interesting to see how much they try to destroy Netflix in the process. Because right now Netflix is helping them with advertisement-based stuff. But once Disney gets on board with Hulu and they start doing their online streaming in more detail, Netflix is going to be the enemy. So we'll see what happens.
We will see. So
Netflix, can you imagine Netflix with no...
Matt, we are running out of time.
No Fox. I'm sorry. Well, all right, here we go. No Disney, no Fox on Netflix. Nothing. You know, can you imagine? No Buena Vista.
Well, I guess I'm not paying for Netflix anymore.
And that's how they do it. All right, well, that was good. Thanks for bringing that up. That was a good subject matter.
It was. So in that, with those final thoughts, that was Mech. And I'm Joel.
This is Matt.
And this is Joel.
And Joel's done.
And I'm done.